Parental advisory warning. This program contains This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of Vinland Radio. I am your host, King.
And I am Dr. Gore, back with you again.
All right, so this episode is just going to be really self-indulgent.
Yeah, we're tapping our own... I don't know what I was going to say there, but...
yeah, it's going to be a look back at Vinland Radio over the years, and we're just going to have a bit of fun with it. Let's kick it off with a song, and I know you've been dying to play this one.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons for the countdown to episode 666, because right now we're going to hear the In Flames song, episode 666, off of their Horacle album, so let's get right to it. This is In Flames with episode 666.
Right here on
Vinland Radio.
Too much, your trip will be numbingly blissful.
And we're back. So what we're going to do right now is we're gonna react. I collected some clips because I found a CD in my garage that contained the first 10 episodes of Vinland Radio. First 11 episodes, I believe. And yeah, because a lot of those early episodes are just gone. Right? We've done 666 episodes. I don't have all those anymore.
And the hard drive... the hard drive crash of 2019 killed a lot of the old episodes.
Yeah.
A lot of the old EMTV footage too.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost a lot of stuff in that, but yeah, I was pretty blown away when I found this. I was like, oh, perfect fucking timing. Great. Now we can, Dr. Gore hasn't heard any of these clips, so, we're going to play them and then kind of react to them. So this one starting it off is the first intro to Vinland Radio. Now, you weren't on the first two episodes, so you didn't show up until episode 3.
Correct.
So, let's listen to my first intro here.
Hello, and welcome to our debut podcast. I'm your host, King, and this is Vinland Radio, specializing in black metal, death metal, power metal.
You can just hear you had so much hope in your voice.
Heavy chances are we...
So much life and hope in your voice at this time.
The voice is so smooth and stuff like that, and sounds like easy listening radio.
Well, to kick things off, the show is called Vinland Radio. Vinland being what the Vikings called North America when they landed here. So why not start off with some Viking metal?
Let's start
from
right
Alberta,
off.
Alberta, Canada, we have a band called Dark Forest. They're going to be re-releasing their debut album, Aurora Borealis.
I remember them.
On yeah. Bleak Art Records. You can find out more information about that at bleakartrecords.com or darkforest.ca. But before we get to that, you can't talk about Viking metal without mentioning this band. They were one of the originators, if not the originator. They've influenced so many artists over the years. Of course, I'm talking about the mighty Bathory.
Bathory.
From Hammerheart, here's Valhalla.
See, I was still saying the mighty. I've been doing that since episode 1.
Yep. Everything is mighty here on Vinland Radio.
Here on Vinland Radio. Oh, 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 oh.
So we used to do some like promo clips and stuff like that in the episodes, so yeah, this is one of them.
Okay, let me explain again in perfectly clear English. I once flies in on a dragons, okay? How many times I got to tell these peoples?
I know, there isn't a dragon.
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
But that's what I'm telling you.
So go get one. What are you doing here? Go get one, now, go.
They don't have them.
Are you telling me they're out of dragons?
You're listening to Vinland Radio.
There's another one.
Welcome back. I'm your host, King.
Another promo.
Oh, Satan, spirit of the earth, God of liberty, open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names.
Hey, kids, this is Satan. I'd just like to let you know that you're listening to the best metal podcast around. Hold on. What the hell is the name again? Vinland Radio. And King, I have your soul. Gotta deal
with the devil. Nice.
We used to put a lot of production value into this show first when we started.
Do you have the Dave Mustaine one?
I didn't put that one on there.
Oh, the Wolverines one?
I was not raised by Wolverines. There's one here that just says Vinland Clip 2, and I don't even know what this is, so let's check it out.
This is like a can with no label.
What's that?
This is like a can with no label.
Yeah.
King, and we do welcome questions or comments. Just email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca. That's VINLAND radio at yahoo.ca.
Still the same address.
You can also check by our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/vinlandradio. Leave us a message, become a friend. Questions, comments, hey, even disses are welcome. We're also going to have some interviews coming up.
Were you plugging your nose?
Works, won't mention them yet. Pretty cool. Some pretty cool acts. We're also going to try to interview some other people involved in the metal music scene as well.
Try never succeed.
To distros and promoters and fanzine, stuff like that. Well, let's get back to the music. From Blinded by Faith's latest release, here's the title track, Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Sounds like you're talking with your fingers on your nose.
I don't know what happened there. All right, well, this is the first the first news segment we ever did was on episode 3. That didn't happen in the first two episodes. So Dr. Gore's first episode. So this is the old intro.
For metal news. Did you like that intro? It's cheesy as all hell, isn't it? Well, yeah, guitarist Steve Smyth has officially parted ways with Nevermore, citing personal and business differences.
Nevermore is still a band.
He's quoted as saying that he will continue with his music career and focusing on the SNS project. Well, this is from Machine Head's official website. Machine Head's best album win last Thursday at the Kerrang Awards over pop rock powerhouses My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy has apparently cut deep into fans of both bands, prompting a flood of angry whining and sad-faced emoticons on Kerrang's message board. Machine Head's upset victory over the multi-platinum softcore acts sent their inherently sensitive fans into emotional frenzy, building into a tizzy of unparalleled proportions. Rock with dismay, polished fingernails the world over lashed out at the band, diatribes like MCR should really have one.
Did you write this?
I'm mad now.
Or did you copy and paste it?
And
I think I actually wrote this
book. As well as stupid
You're
Machine
a dick.
Head. And even stooped as low as saying that the competition was fixed. New Exodus video is going to be directed by Jan Schnimp of Metalpocalypse. We're a big fan of Metalpocalypse here at Finland Radio.
This is 13 as years ago. News from 13
tell
years
from
ago.
Some of the clips we play sometimes. This is set to go in production in September. San Francisco's Pioneer Thrasher's Exodus will be shooting the video for Riot Act after upcoming album, wow. The Aristocracy Exhibition, Exhibit A, as slated for release in North America on October 23rd. This is taken from Iron Maiden's official website. Filming of the supernatural horror thriller The Chemical Wedding is well underway. Based on the original screenplay by Bruce Dickinson,
did you ever watch this movie?
Julian
no.
Doyle. Now, he's a veteran second unit director and editor of Terry Gilliam's Brazil, Time Bandits, and Monty Python's The Life of Brian. Julian also wrote and directed.
I'm interested.
Iron
I don't
Maiden's
remember
video,
this at all.
Can I Play with Madness? And there will be some cameos in there.
We should just talk about movies for the rest of the episode.
As well as some Monty Python regulars.
Oh, I have
Keep
a clip.
Eye out for that. The film should be released sometime.
This is enough of that. But that was the first news episode. So that was news from 13 years ago, folks. Way back in 2007.
Before there was fake news.
Okay, you ready for this? This is Dr. Gore's debut on the show.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, the old intro.
Yeah.
The doctor is in.
Hello, folks. Hope everyone is having a corpse grinding good time. As King said before, it's
oh,
time
Jesus.
Under the blade.
Corpse grinding good time.
Yeah, I'm not American, but I plead the fifth.
This is a new segment.
That was the scream.
Radio
they used to be in there all the time.
My favorite death, gore, or grindcore songs. That is a little.
What am I, a cowboy?
Like. This week is one of my personal favorites. The album "God Was Created" by Behemoth.
Good
Released in 2002 by Metal Blade Records, these natives of Phoenix, Arizona blend heavy melodic leads with pounding blast beats in one of my favorite.
I used to do quite a bit of research.
With such grotesque artwork and powerful music and equally sickening lyrics, it makes this album a real gem in anyone's rack. From the album God Was Created, this is Behemoth with Christ, I fucking hate you.
So what was with that choice?
That was from zero experience ever being on radio and not knowing what to do and having and actually a genuine sense of or nonsense of self-awareness.
All right, well, we had a couple more clips left. This is the first time we did the news together.
This should be fun.
A new promo commercial for the new Arch Enemy release, Rise of the Tyrant, is available for download. Also, the new single, Revolution Begins, is out now. I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to this.
Listen to how excited I am.
I love bands like Arch Enemy who get better and better with every album. Although I kind of like the old singer a little bit better.
The opinions expressed by Dr. Gore are not those of Vinland Radio.
I still disagree with you.
Okay, moving on with the news. DVD companion to Rob Zombie's live album, Zombie Live, will be available in the spring of 08 and will contains some bonus footage. In other zombie news, Rob Zombie's reimagining of John Carpenter's Halloween broke box office records last weekend.
Because it's Ricky better than the original.
$31 million. Now, I didn't hate this movie as much as everyone else did. I thought it was... I thought it was okay. I know, what I saw was a work print, which is available online and rumored to be released by Rob Zombie himself. Apparently that was the version he wanted everyone to see. It contains a different ending and a rape scene that was cut out of the theatrical version. So if you want to see that, search around. You'll know where to find it.
I know I do.
What?
I know I do.
What?
See, it's been an ongoing thing between me and Dr. Gore. He likes the Rob Zombie version of Halloween more than the original version, and I think that's blasphemy. And I was just thought it was hilarious that the first fucking episode news segment that we did, we talked about the new Rob Zombie Halloween movie at that point in time.
Yeah, well, in my defense, I saw the Rob Zombie version first.
Yeah, I robbed a version of it, apparently. So, yeah, I got to see, and I said I didn't mind it then. First one I saw it, I guess.
Well, you also saw a different cut than me.
True, true. I do have that one now, the unrated one. I've had that discussion with our friend Ben plenty of times about that one. Okay, this is the last little clip here. This is our first Halloween episode. So I remember the first one, and I said, yeah, man, Dr. Gore, you got to pick a, you know, a Halloween sort of theme song. He's like, how am I supposed to find a Halloween theme song? It's like, any heavy metal song? I don't, like, it's not that difficult, man. But in between the songs, I tried to do little stories, and this is
my
story. This is the first and last time we did this because I got made fun of mercilessly. So here's one of them.
Story time. A girl went back to her dorm room late one night to retrieve books before heading over to her boyfriend's dorm to spend the night. She entered the room, but knowing the roommate would be sleeping, she did not turn on the light. She stumbled around the room in the dark for several minutes, gathering what she would need before finally leaving. The next afternoon, she came back to the room to find it surrounded by police. When asked if she lived there, she replied that she did. The police took her into the room where she discovered the mutilated body of her roommate, and written on the wall in blood, the words, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?"
Oh, yeah, it should have said, "And written in blood on the wall is Vinland Radio."
So, yeah, there was like three or four different fucking little stories in there. That, yeah, I, anyway, made an attempt, got made fun of mercilessly for it, mainly by Dr. Gore.
Yeah.
Well, that was our little self-indulgent look back. When we started the show, sort of wanted to bring attention to a lot of our friends. We played in a band. The band started at the same time the show did. In my little basement apartment in Marlboro, we recorded the first episodes, and we jammed there for the first time, too.
Blew the monitors the very first jam?
Yep.
Your brand new monitors?
Yeah, jamming in a basement, apartment. Probably not the best idea with a metal band. The guy upstairs didn't seem to care, though.
Yeah, he was stoked. And Dan?
Yeah, Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan didn't mind so much, but that's where it all started. And, like, I always wanted to play new music, but, you know, we had a lot of friends in bands and stuff like that and play some of those. Like, our first episode, you said, started out with Bathory. We played Dark Force, which is another Calgary band, on their King Diamond's Neverending Hill. From King Diamond's new album, is still his last fucking new release. 13 years. This whole show has taken place without fucking another King Diamond album.
Well, he released a single, at least.
A single. There's a new album coming, but...
Oh, he's an old guy. He hurt his back. Like, give him a break.
Well, 13 years, man.
Give him a break.
Behemoth was on there. That was they had a new album out at that point in time.
Blinded by Faith, and the band that we're going to hear next, Caveat.
Yeah. First, when I got to Calgary, it was the first band I ever saw when I came to Calgary was Caveat. Been a huge fan ever since. Played many shows with the guys. Great bunch of dudes.
Yeah, their first incarnation was excellent. They took a few years off, and then they came back, and the second incarnation is just as good or better. And yeah, they're a fantastic band, fantastic bunch of people.
So that song we played was called Red. So off the first episode, so here, 13 years later, let's play it again.
Yeah, right here. This is Caveat
on Vinland
Radio.
Feel another man like a
we're back. We're going to talk about some of the bands we've got to interview over the years. At one point in the show, there was a lot of interviews. We even started off like that. Now, the last few years, we really haven't. And that's basically because EMTV, another show that we started, Extreme Metal Television, went away. And, you know, that was a video. I don't know if anyone remembers it, but it was a video show where we'd go out and interview bands that were touring and stuff like that, and then local groups and different Canadian bands and stuff like that. We had a lot of great interviews on that show.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a hell of a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun, and it's still all on YouTube. So if you look for Extreme Metal Television, you can still find all that content up there, almost all of it. Fuck you, you know who I'm talking about. But yeah, we just wanted to talk about some of our favorite, most memorable videos, or interviews. I mean, one of mine was Rex Brown.
Yeah.
I was a huge Pantera fan when I was a kid. Never in my life thought I'd be sitting in a room with Pantera's bass player.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Yeah, it was just kind of mind-blowing. It's like Kid Mark would be freaking out. I mean, Kid King, yeah, would be freaking out. That was one of my most memorable. And the thing I remember most about it, it was him and Vinny Appice, and they were both deaf as fuck. I had to yell at him. Anytime I'd ask a question, he'd be like, what? 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 A life of playing metal. Yeah, you're kind of deaf.
Yeah, well, that little tiny room in the distillery was pretty loud too, when there was stuff going on.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I mean, one of my most memorable moments was interviewing Dave Brocky from Gwar before he passed away. It was a great interview. He seems like a really genuine guy, and then at the end of the interview, as he was walking away, because we were like, it was literally right before he was walking on stage, we did the interview. And he turned to walk away, and his giant fucking, what the hell is it called?
The Cuttlefish of Cthulhu.
His Cuttlefish of Cthulhu giant plastic penis got stuck on our microphone cord and yanked the mic right out of my hand.
There's video footage of that too.
Like, yeah, it's fantastic.
Find that on YouTube. It is fucking hilarious. One of probably the worst experiences I've ever had doing an interview was with Alcest and Nej from Alcest.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, well, I mean, I was a big fan of the band, and so the guy's like, no video cameras. I can't be on video. I was like, okay, weird. But at least I can get something for the radio show. If I can't get something for the video show, we'll just, I had to try to convince him to do an interview, just an audio one, right? Like, we had set this up. The publicist set it up. The whole thing was, it wasn't like I just blindsided the guy. He knew it was coming. Anyway, so I finally got him outside the venue and started talking to him. The thing about this fucking little recorder that I have, you have to hit the record button twice. So after, like, you know, an hour to try to get this guy to do an interview and then try to get him to warm up a little bit, cause, you know, English isn't his first language, he's French. And, you know, finally getting him into it, I look down, and we're coming to an end, and I look down just to, you know, see how long the interview's been. And it didn't record at all. So I didn't even go see their fucking show. I left. I went to another bar and just hung out with some friends and got really, really drunk.
Oh, yeah, that's a rough night.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
We had lots of good times, lots of interesting times as well. I remember there was one particular night that we were at, what was it, the Republic in Calgary here. And Deicide was playing with Jungle Rot and a bunch of other bands. It was like my personal dream show. I love these bands. And we had scored an interview with Deicide and Jungle Rot as well. And we talked to Jungle Rot, everything went good. And then I was really hoping to snag Glenn Benton for the interview, because why not, yeah, right? And he was asleep. He was asleep up until he went out to play the show. So had to wait until after the show to do the interview. And waited and waited and waited. And, like, we've contacted the publicist, like you were saying before.
Yeah,
everything's
all set up.
Yeah. And he finally begrudgingly does the interview and was just and, like, I mean, I was not asking probably the best questions, and I was also pretty lit up. So, and also my give a shit level was pretty low once he made us fucking wait all night long.
It was so funny because I left. I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm out, man. I don't care. I got to work the next morning. So I was like, told James, like, stick around if you want to fucking interview him. Cool. Whatever. I don't care what you do. Here's all the equipment. And then at about like 2 a.m, my phone starts ringing and it's just you going off about what a fucking dick this guy is. Fuck Glenn Bennett.
Yeah, well.
And that wasn't even the worst thing he did that night. I'm not even going to go into it, but yeah.
One of the more memorable moments was the multiple occasions we've gotten a chance to speak to Dave Gold of Woods of Ye Pray, and we had a chance to play a show with him as well.
Yeah. Just before we mentioned Dave, though, there's a lot of people that we've talked to, too many, that aren't with us anymore. Dave being one of them. We're going to talk about Dave a little bit more in detail. But, like you mentioned, Dave Brocky.
Yeah. Jill.
Yeah. Jill Janis. I interviewed Jill. First time I was on the phone for Vinland Radio. Second time we did one in person for EMTV. And it was before their album had even come out. I was talking to her. She was just lovely. And then second time I interviewed her, not many interviews end with a hug. That one did. That was really sad to find out that she had taken her own life. And that was devastating. Another one that hit pretty hard, too, was Mark Shelton.
Yep.
From Middle Road. We
had a lot of fun with him that day.
Yeah.
It was quite a blast. We met up with them in the lobby of the hotel during the Noctis, one of the Noctis weekends.
Yeah, which were always crazy weekends for us. Like, those were the most busy. We knew that was coming, and it was just we were going to be flat out for several days doing interviews, running around, different shows. Those weekends were insane. Nearly killed me a couple of times, but that one was so much, like, he was like, all right, just come up to the hotel room. The whole band's in the hotel room. And we go out on the balcony and start passing around a bottle of whiskey. And
around some marijuana cigarettes.
Marijuana cigarettes. And it was such a cool guy. The rest of the guys in the band were awesome, too. We were having a lot of fun. We left our other member of Vinland, or EMTV. He was wondering where the hell we were. We weren't answering any of his calls because we were too busy getting drunk with Manila Road before we had to run off to do another interview. It was a blast. He was such a nice guy. Dr. Gore looks at me after and goes, hey, man, that's you when you get older.
Yeah, well, they look like, he looked like Mark's father. Like, if you, like, I know I've met King's actual father, but like, if you were to look at Mark Shelton, stand him next to King, and it looks like you're looking into the future.
Yeah, it was like you brought up Dave Gold. It was a tough one. We were really big fan. I remember writing him. It was before the show started, and to get a copy of Woods 3, I think the CD. And he sent me a copy of it with a handwritten note and some stickers and a bunch of used guitar strings. So that was my first interaction with Dave Gold. We interviewed him a bunch of times. I did a whole special, and I wish I still had it. It's gone. We did a whole, like, half an hour special. Me and him just chatted on fucking Skype and just had a great time talking. I was just going to cut it up, you know, in little bits and put it on the show. I was like, no, fuck it. I'm going to just release a whole episode of just having a great conversation with Dave Gold. When he found out that he passed away, the night, because while I was talking to him, having that conversation with him, they were releasing a 7-inch album. And I told him, I was like, you got to save a copy of it for me when you get to Calgary. I was like, I want a copy of it. And yeah, he kept a copy for me. And it was all autographed by all the band. It was great. I didn't have a record player at the time. right? Like, I'd left my record player with my parents when I moved to Alberta. Never had one at the time. And that coming Christmas, my girlfriend at the time, now wife, bought me a record player. So I only had a couple of records to listen to. And I listened to that Woods one over and over again. And then left early in the morning to get to the airport. When I got to the airport, that's when I found out the news that Dave was gone. Yeah, it was really rough. He was a great dude. His music meant a lot to us in the band. We played a tribute show where we played like 3 Woods songs.
Yeah, and a bunch of other bands from town came out and played some Woods songs as well. It was a very fun night. We covered it on, did a special on EMTV.
Yeah.
About that and about celebrating Dave's life.
His mom contacted me several times just to say thank you. That was really touching. Well, let's hear us. Now we've bummed everyone out. Let's bum out some more with the Woods of Ypres.
All right, this is Your Ontario Town is a Burial Ground.
Woods of Ypres right here on
Vinland Radio.
Ontario Town. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinland Radio episode 666 quiz show. Right now, we're going to do a, I'm going to quiz Mark on some of the things that have happened in the years since we've started Vinland Radio.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm in for right now.
All right. Question number one. Please answer in the form of an answer. Which of the following happened in 2007? The iPhone was launched. NASA launches a Phoenix Mars lander. Tesla debuts the electric roadster. Or the decapitated bus accident.
I know the iPhone was one, but was it all of them?
That is correct, Mark.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, up next, we're in the bonus round now. Ta-doom, 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 ta-doom. What was the top metal album, according to Metal Injection, in 2008? Metallica's Death Magnetic? Testament's The Formation of Damnation? Meshuggah's Obscene? Or Slipknot's All Hope Is Gone?
And who did this come from?
Metal Injection.
Metal Injection. I know what my favorite would be, but it's probably going to be Meshuggah.
That is correct.
Ding, 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 ding. I would have picked Testament out of all of those, but.
Yeah, same here. All right, which of the famous metal pair parted ways in 2009? Hetfield Ulrich? Hetfield Mustaine? Ozzy and Zakk Wylde? Or Tim Lambesis and his wife?
Tim Lambesis and his wife?
Incorrect. It is Ozzy.
Ozzy and Zakk. Yeah.
All right. Question number four. In 2010, Enslaved released the following album. Axoma Ethica Odini? Vertebrae? E? Or Ritter?
Oh, Jesus. Vertebrae?
Incorrect.
Which one was it?
Axoma Ethica Odini.
Fuck. You suck!
Question number five. Matt Barlow left Ice Earth in 2011. He was replaced by the lead vocalist of what band? Cannibal Corpse, Epica, Into Eternity, or The Order of Chaos?
I'm going to go from Stu from Into Eternity, and I interviewed him and just before that all came down. I got pretty much got an exclusive interview all about him joining Iced Earth. It was pretty cool, outside the old distillery.
That is correct!
Yay!
Oh, wow, that's exactly what's written down here. That's amazing. Yeah, I got that answer. All right, up next. Question number six. In 2012, Michael Eckerfeld left Bloodbath for which of the following reasons? His new Bloodbath Bomb business was booming. He wanted to form a techno grind band with the reanimated corpse of Gigi Allen.
What?
Uninterested by the death metal scene, he wanted to play in a 70s prog band. Or he got caught in a pyramid scheme and was tied up in court for years.
You know, if it had to be 2020, I'd say bath bombs, because I think everyone is making those now. But he wanted to play in a 70s prog band, I guess.
That is correct. He was uninterested in the heavy metal scene. I just threw on that other thing because it's funny. Question number seven. 2013 is the 25th anniversary for which of the following bands? Killswitch Engage? Rings of Saturn? Cannibal Corpse? Or Napalm Death?
Hold on, 2013. Oh, Jesus. Napalm?
Incorrect. It is Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, my math was off there. I guess they both started pretty close to each other, though.
I think, well, Napalm was a little earlier.
Yeah.
Up next, number eight. What was picked as Vinland Radio's album of the year in 2014?
Fuck.
Overkill's White Devil Armory. At the Gates, At War with Reality. Behemoth, The Satanist. Or Insomnium, Shadows of a Dying Sun.
Oh, shit. Wow, this is tough. Overkill?
The question is, or the answer is, I don't know. I don't have a copy of the year-end episode for 2013, so we're going to give Mark a correct answer there.
I know damn well they were on the list. All those bands probably were, but...
I have a feeling it was Overkill or At the Gates, but I'm not sure.
Well, a little peek behind the curtain. Like, when we're doing those best of year-end episodes, it's... We both like metal, obviously, but we have kind of varying tastes when it comes to metal. So when we're picking our number one album, it's an album that we sort of agree upon, or try to at least. Overkill is a band that we both like.
Yeah, Overkill has topped the list quite a few years.
Yeah.
Just because it's one of the only bands we can agree on. All right, question number 9. See if you can redeem yourself for the last 5 questions here. Which drummer filled in for Megadeth on their 2015 album? Gene Hoglan, Mike Portnoy, Chris Adler, or Lars Ulrich?
Chris Adler?
Correct.
Yeah.
Fans are back on your side now.
All right. Fans have tuned out.
Which band reformed in 2016? Nitro, Demolition Hammer, Massacre, or Akerkaki?
Oh, Massacre?
Kind of correct. All of those bands. I'll give you that one because any answer was correct.
Well, we interviewed a couple of guys from Massacre.
Yeah.
Played Death Doll, yeah.
After the passing of legendary frontman Dave Brocky, what was Gwar's 2017 comeback album called? We Kill Everything, Battle Maximus, Lust in Space, or The Blood of Gods?
We Kill Everything?
Incorrect. The Blood of Gods.
Really? I don't remember that album at all. I know we listened to it when it came out, but...
I remember you liked it.
Yeah.
I remember you saying something like, it was okay, but it wasn't like funny, like... Old Gwar was?
Yeah.
But anyways, according to Wikipedia, how many metal musicians passed away in 2018? 14, 16, 35, or 37?
Jesus. 16?
Incorrect. The correct answer is 35.
Fuck.
That was a bad year.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
In 2013, which of the following bands broke up? Or sorry, in 2019, which of the following bands broke up? Brain Drill, Slayer, Children of Bodom, or Nitro?
All of them?
Correct. Nitro made it on the list twice. Look at that.
I don't think we've ever played Nitro on the show. Never. Well, I mean, they're a cool band, but...
We'll start an inside joke in the very last episode. All right, and the final question. Let me do some quick math here. All right. Question number the 14th. Can you remember anything about this year other than wedding stress?
Nope.
A, no. B, yes. C, very little. And D, fuck off.
I'm going to go with D on that one.
That is correct. All right, so with a grand tally out of 14... Eight out of 14 with a barely passing grade. We have King.
Yay, barely passing grade. It's my life in a nutshell.
And as a prize, you get to edit this episode.
Yay. One last time. Okay, well, yeah, I guess we should probably just rein things in here. But we'd like to give some thanks to some longtime listeners, like Ashley. Ashley was a listener of the show and then reached out to us and became a reviewer for EMTV back in the day. And,
yeah, remember when we had that website?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gone too. But yeah, I'd like to thank him. I don't know if he still listens. Every now and then he says hello. So if you're still out there, Ashley, thanks for tuning in, man.
Sarah from Metal Blade, she has been a huge help.
Yeah,
she has really hooked us up for so many interviews, and
especially the last little while, some great albums coming in from Metal Blade. All those people that work at the labels and publicists for the labels. That's how the show, you know, was done, because it was new releases. It was whatever new release came out that week. And, you know, I couldn't afford to buy all those albums for 666 episodes. All that stuff was sent to us by some killer labels and killer publicists. One publicist comes to mind, John Asher. He's, been sending us stuff.
Canada's premier metal publicist.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in a metal band and you need a publicist, reach out to Asher Media for sure. Because he does a hell of a job. You know, of course, got to meet him a bunch of times. He's been here in Calgary. Really great dude, and does a hell of a lot of work for the bands that he represents. And it's been very nice to us over the years, for sure. I don't know, you guys for listening?
Well, we should thank this is reaching way back in the day. We should thank The General. One of our old co-hosts.
Of course. I didn't play any clips of The General. We haven't spoken in a decade or more. But yeah, she was episode number 5. She made her debut with Black Metal Boot Camp, we were calling it. really, she introduced me to so much black metal. She stood by me. Like, we were together as a couple when I launched the show. And she was very supportive and introduced me to a hell of a lot of black metal music. I haven't, like I said, haven't heard from her in a decade or more, but I hope she's doing well and probably still listening to some crazy, insane black metal, I'm sure.
I would like to thank all of our contributors to EMTV and the EMTV website and all the whole crew. There was, like, we had 20 or 25 people on our crew helping us out. It was fantastic, and it was all volunteer work. So from the bottom of our heart, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, a lot of people put in a lot of work to make all of this happen. I want to thank Dr. Gore.
You're welcome.
For coming along with me on this crazy ride. And I know damn well he's been sick of doing this for a while now.
Yeah, that half an hour of work that I have to do every Sunday.
But, you know, thanks for sticking with it for 13 long years, 666 episodes.
Well, it seemed like a good time to stop, eh?
Perfect time. I think...
I think everything is just kind of changing right now. Like, I mean, the world in general right now, everything is kind of a little fucked. But with you getting married and me continuing to just be a single bachelor doing nothing but smoke pot and listen to metal and drink some beers every now and then.
Yeah. It was, well, I mean, yeah, it's been a hell of a ride, man. It was a lot of fun. I'm kind of sad to see it go. I mean, I've had a radio show almost every year since I was 16. Back in 1995, I started my first radio show called Born to Raise Hell on CHMR. Then I was in college. I hosted a blues radio show. And then when I got to Calgary, started this. So hosting a show has been a huge part of my life since I was 16. I'm 41 years old now. I was in my 20s when this show started.
Yeah, but I was in my early 20s.
Like, what I wanted to do was, I had so many great people that whenever I grew up, had this great radio show called Disturbing the Peace. It was hosted by a guy named Pete Healy, and I listened to it every Sunday, and he introduced me to so much metal. And great guys that worked in record stores that would just show me records and stuff like that. And I sort of wanted to kind of recreate that and show people new music and turn people on to new stuff. I mean, not everything we played on the show was something that is really right up my alley or anything like that, but I thought it was important to get it out there to just let people listen to it and, you know, make up their own minds if they were into that or not. So that's why the show was so varied. We did all kinds of types of metal, and, you know, I just wanted to introduce people to new music, because I always loved when someone introduced me to something new and just Because, you know, new music changes your life, man. It's, you know, like it, and it sticks with you, too. When you find that band and you're just kind of blown away and you're just, oh, what? Where has this been my entire life? This has been missing. I mean, I feel very passionate about music and talking about music and telling people about music and playing music. And it's, I don't know, it's been a huge part of my life. And now this part is going to be gone.
Well, I mean, you're always busy with so much other stuff. And you can check out all of his things on Facebook and YouTube and everything else. Yeah, you'll shoot him the links in the description or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to kind of step back away from hosting a radio show. I don't know if I'll ever do that again. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But I'm going to kind of focus on Canadian Cult Cinema for a little bit, which is a fun show I do, reviewing films. Also going to put a big focus on Gales of Avalon, a band that started the same time this show started. We're still going. We're going to release a new EP soon, hopefully, maybe. It's recorded. We're just going to get it mastered. And and we've written a whole other album that I'm really excited about to, you know, start showing people. You've got several bands.
Yeah. I have Redshifted, who are recording some new music right now and kind of just writing and recording because we can't play live shows. My band with our friend from Real Metal, Ben, we are doing some Carrion King music and keep on going with that. And I'm sure I'm going to tag along with King with more of his projects in the future, because we are still going to continue doing Real Metal and some of the YouTube shows that we do. But I wanted to thank you, King, as well, for inviting me on the show and not firing me over all these years for all the unprofessionalism. And and I wanted to, on behalf of all the bands in Calgary and Canada and around the world that don't, you know, have a platform, and then for 666 episodes, you have been giving these lower level bands a platform to be alongside the Judas Priests, the Iron Maidens, the Metallicas, the Slayers. So, you know, it's just from everybody, just a big thank you to you.
Thank you. You make me all misty eyed over here. So I guess that's about it. The feed that this is on is going to be up. It's paid for almost a year. So these episodes are going to be there. I don't think there's going to be any new content. Thinking though, Christmas episode like we do every year, it was just put together an hour's worth of music and threw it up there. People seem to really enjoy that, and you know, I think I'll do that this year as well too. Won't be any intro or anything like that. I'll just, if you're subscribed to the feed, you'll get an hour's worth of heavy metal Christmas music. It seemed to be a thing that people really enjoyed, and kind of wanted to do that for everyone that's listening. I guess it's time to sign off.
Okay, bring it to a. Bring this carriage to a rolling stop.
Yeah. So once again, thank you, everyone. We're going to end off with a cover, like we do every single week. And this one is one of my favorites. Didn't play in the covers episode, but because I think it was a good one to end here. It's Anthrax taking on the Cheap Trick song, Auf Wiedersehen. And I guess there is no next week, so see ya.
See ya.